Making time to learn. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Simon Reish Mem Vov Sifalev Paskins did every single Jewish man, irrelevant of his age, his family, his financial circumstances, all mechuyev to learn Torah, and the mechuyev to set aside a regular time, both during the day and also during the night, as the pasuk says, "Vegisaboy yomam v'layla." The Marsha says that the idea of the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, I think Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the Marsha is over there, the idea of the expression of Kavata Itim Latoyah, have you set Itim Latoyah times? He says it's plural, two times, because it's a chiyuv both by day and by night. The Bir Halacha in Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, says that if a person learns immediately after Shacharis and between Mincha and Maariv, then he's Mechoy, with that is Mekayim, the Chiyuv of learning day and night. And Chazal speak out in Brochas, Daf Daladon Beis, that they're very familiar with the idea of people being too tired at night to learn. And they describe the following, that a person comes home from the field in the evening and says, you know what, I'm going to go home first. I'll eat something, drink something, and sleep, and then I'll say Krishma and I'll daven. And the Gemara says, well, what will happen is he can fall asleep and sleep through the night. Instead, the ideal, says the Gemara, is that when he returns from the field, he should go straight to shul, and he should learn there. If he's accustomed to learning just Chumash, he should learn Chumash, if Mishnah, Mishnah, and then he'll say Shema and Daven. And then he can have his meal, say the brachas, and then go to sleep. And the Bir Halacha goes on to say that, unfortunately, some people neglect Torah learning altogether. And they don't bother to set aside even a short time. He says this because people are not aware that it's actually a real chiyuv to learn Torah. Okay, so Namaisa, we've got a good time and a place to learn. We've got a good chavrusa. What's the best way to maximize our learning time? So the Mishnah Berurah says it depends. He says, for Balabatim, who only learn 3 to 4 hours a day, he says only, then they can't fulfill their only the chiyuv of learning by just learning Gemara. He said they should also make sure to learn some halacha lemaisa. And a person who has even less time to learn every day should concentrate on halacha in order to get the practical knowledge to be mekayim mitzvahs. He also writes, the Mishnah Berurah also writes, this is right at the beginning in Siman Aleph, that everyone should learn at least some mus every day. And the Kaf HaChaim writes that a similar sort of idea, but says if you've got little time, make sure to learn halacha and musa in order to know what it needs to do. Just to finish off this part with a very famous story where a businessman consulted Rabbi Yisrael Salanter about the best way to use his 1 hour a day for learning. And Rabbi Yisrael advised him not to learn Gemara halacha, but to learn musa. So you want to know why? What's the idea of me spending that full hour learning musa? And Yisrael answered, because Musa would open his eyes to the fact that he really could find much more than a single hour a day for Torah. Mitzshem, our next installment will finish off this part about making time to learn and what exactly to learn.